Hello, dear listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you for Manna in the Morning with a further study in God's Word. We're looking at the upper room ministry of Christ, that which he gave to his disciples on the night in which he was betrayed. This morning our reading begins at John chapter 16 and verse 19. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me. Verily I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but this world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she's in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Up to this point have ye asked me nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. The Lord Jesus was talking about some things that disturbed the disciples. A little while, and they weren't going to see him. And a little while, and then they were going to see him again. They didn't understand what he was talking about. They said, what is this little while that he speaks about? But I'm glad that when the Lord Jesus looks into my heart and sees perplexities, when he sees that I'm confused, that the Lord comes alongside and instructs me from his word. That's just what he does for these disciples here, and just what he does for every believer when we seek his mind, when we want to know his thoughts on a matter. We look into the Word, we say, Lord, I'm confused. Show me what you think on this. Well, the Lord Jesus told them, this night was going to be a night of sorrow for them. They were sorry that he was going away, and they were going to miss him very much. It was going to be very sorrowful for them. It was going to be difficult for them to watch him go to the cross and suffer what he would suffer. The Lord knew that, but he tells them, just like a woman who's expecting, there would be a tremendous amount of sorrow followed by much more lasting joy. That is, a woman, when she's going to give birth, has tremendous labor pangs. The Lord Jesus speaks about it as travail, a very strong word in the Bible. A woman would indeed suffer very much, but when she's given birth to that child, all of the hours of contractions and suffering and whatnot is quickly forgotten for the joy that she now has a baby boy or girl. My wife and I had that joy just this past December in watching our little daughter come into the world. And I was amazed that after 2 days of going through the process of having a very difficult delivery, that when that baby was born, the sorrow was all forgotten and we were just taken up with that lovely little child. What a gift of God. The Lord was making the analogy here that the same thing would happen to them. They were going to have what would seem to them unbelievable sorrow. Sorrow like they had never experienced before. And yet the joy they would have following would be so much more than anything they had ever experienced. The world would rejoice when they were sorrowful because the world is in opposition to the disciples and in opposition to Christ. The world would think, yes, this is great. We're crucifying him. This will be an end to the Lord Jesus. The disciples would be sorrowful. But then they would see him again. He would rise again from the dead in triumph. And the world one day is going to have to contend with the Lord Jesus when he comes back as their judge. There'll be no laughing at him then. The Lord Jesus is going to come back and set things right. Are you ready for that, my friend? Have you had your sins removed by the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ? If not, time is short. You better get it settled with God while you still can. But the Lord Jesus speaks not only about joy, but also a newfound intimacy. They hadn't asked anything in his name yet. But the Lord Jesus said, you're going to ask, and what you ask in my name, that my Father is going to do, and he's going to work his will through you. It'll be absolutely tremendous. All of these things are going to happen, says the Lord Jesus, that your joy may be full. God wants the Christian to be joyful in the resources we have in Christ.